Well, good morning, beloved. Thank you for once again inviting me into your home. For this is our Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Just a reminder that we are all on the same journey together. We have different starting lines in our lives, but our goal is to end up at the same place, at the gates of heaven, to enjoy the rewards, the eternal life that God has promised to those who faithfully serve Him. And, of course, the Bible tells us that if we are obedient to God's word, then we are serving Him. We're showing our love for Him. And so we choose to spend these few moments every weekday morning in studying, listening to the reading of His word to help us to grow closer, to go deeper in love with our God. Amen. So today we are in Esther chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. The events in the book of Esther take place among the Jewish diaspora community, those that are dispersed because Israel had sinned against God, and God allowed the Persians and the Babylonians to come in and to carry them captive into their faraway countries. And so all of this happened during the reign of Xerxes, which is 486 to 465 BC. The story centers around a Jewish woman who becomes the queen of Persia and who rescues her people from genocide. The opening chapter describes a banquet hosted by King Xerxes when Queen Vashti refuses to obey the king and appear before his guests. The king becomes furious and issues a proclamation stating that Vashti may never again appear before him. Today's reading begins with the king searching his kingdom for a new queen. Now, Mordecai, a Jew, has a beautiful younger cousin. Her name is Esther, whom he has raised as his own daughter. The king falls in love with Esther and makes her queen, but does not know that she is a Jew. Mordecai becomes a palace official who overhears a plot to kill the king. All that is in today's reading. And so let's go ahead and begin with Esther chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Later, after the king's anger had cooled down, he kept thinking about what Vashti had done and about his proclamation against her. So some of the king's advisors who were close to him suggested, "Why don't you make a search to find some beautiful young virgins? And you can appoint officials in every province of the empire to have them bring all these beautiful young women to your harem here in Susa, the capital city. Put them in care of Haggai, the eunuch who is in charge of your women, and let them be given a beauty treatment. Then take the young women you like best, and then from them make one of them your queen in Vashti's place." And the king thought that this was good advice, so he followed it. Now, there was in Susa, there lived a Jew named Mordecai, son of Jair. And he was from the tribe of Benjamin and a descendant of Kish and Simei. When King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took King Jehoiakim of Judah into exile from Jerusalem, along with a group of captives, Mordecai was among them, and he had a cousin, Esther, whose Hebrew name was Hadassah. She was a beautiful young woman and had a good figure. At the death of her parents, Mordecai had adopted her and brought her up as his own daughter. When the king had issued his new proclamation, and many young women were being brought to Susa, Esther was among them. She, too, was put in the royal palace in the care of Haggai, who had charge over the harem. Haggai liked Esther, and she won his favor. He lost no time in beginning her beauty treatment of massage and special diet. He gave her the best place in the harem and assigned 7 young women specially chosen from the royal palace to serve her. Now, on the advice of Mordecai, Esther had kept it secret that she was Jewish. Every day, Mordecai would walk back and forth in front of the courtyard of the harem in order to find out how she was getting along and what was going to happen to her. The regular beauty treatment for the women lasted a year. Massage with oil of myrrh for 6 months and with oil of balsam for 6 more. After that, each woman would be taken in turn to King Xerxes. When she went from the harem to the palace, she could wear whatever she wanted, and she would go there in the evening, and the next morning, she would be taken to another harem and put in the care of Shashgaz, the eunuch who took charge of the king's concubines. She would no longer go to the king again, unless he liked her enough to ask for her by name. The time came for Esther to go to the king. Esther, the daughter of Abihail and the cousin of Mordecai, who had adopted her as his daughter, Esther, admired by everyone who saw her, when her turn came, she wore just what Haggai the eunuch had ordered of the harem and advised her to wear. So in Xerxes' 7th year as king, in the 10th month, the month of Tebet, Esther was brought to King Xerxes in the royal palace. The king liked her more than any of the other women, and more than any of the others, she won his favor and affection. He placed the royal crown on her head and made her queen in the place of Vashti. Then the king gave a great banquet in Esther's honor and invited all of his officials and administrators. He proclaimed a holiday for the whole empire and distributed gifts worthy of a king. Meanwhile, Mordecai had been appointed by the king to an administrative position. As for Esther, she still did not let it be known that she was Jewish. Mordecai had told her not to tell anyone, and she obeyed him in this, just as she had obeyed him when she was a little girl under his care. During the time that Mordecai held office in the palace, Bigthana and Teresh, 2 of the palace eunuchs who guarded the entrance to the king's rooms, became hostile to King Xerxes and plotted to assassinate him. Mordecai learned about this and told Queen Esther, who then told the king that what Mordecai had found out. There was an investigation, and it was discovered that the report was true. So both men were hanged on the gallows, and the king ordered an account of this to be written down in the official records of the empire. And again, God's key verse for today was Esther chapter 2 verse 16, where Esther was brought to the King Xerxes in the royal palace. You know, Esther was treated so nicely because she had favor. She had won favor by obeying what her cousin had told her to do, and also in obedience to what the eunuchs had told her to do. And so because she had found favor and they had given good wisdom and showed her favor in the in what they had suggested she wear and what she eat and all of that, she was deemed to be the most beautiful in the kingdom. And then she was honored as being crowned the queen of the empire. You know, for us to find favor, we must submit to authority. And as we submit to the authority that has been placed over us, then God can so move in the hearts of those in authority and show us favor. And so for us to receive favor, we must show obedience. How are we showing ourselves to be in obedience to those that are around us. We all want to have favor in the eyes of those that are important in our lives. It's important for us to be people under obedience. Let's pray. Lord God, I place my trust in you, knowing that you guide me day by day. And I thank and I praise you for your steadfast love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Esther chapter 3 verses 1 through 15, where Haman becomes prime minister and plots to kill all the Jews in the empire. So, until tomorrow morning, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.